Hi, everybody. Yes, welcome. My name is Anthony Quinn, and dude, honestly, I think this may be a Quinspiracy, but I'm gonna call it a food addict right now, okay? All right, but we have some Quinspiracy-ish type stuff to talk about. So both podcasts, this could be the aired on either one, okay? Sherry, are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it. You can
Whoa.
call it, you can combine the both. You can be like, Quinspiracy food pot.
Sherry, do you think the Illuminati is behind your shoulder or no?
Yeah.
You
I
think they
mean,
created that wave at Rockaway Beach that you were innocently body surfing, and all of a
yeah.
sudden it was an Illuminati wave, right?
Yeah, I thought it was just the sun in my eyes, but nope. It was this
Rockefellers.
guy. This is yep. This guy who stood. I thought it was Rockaway. I thought it was Rockefeller Beach.
That's right. Well, I
And
mean, why can't they just let you be, Sherry?
because I don't know.
They have
I'm
their
the
hooks in us.
scapegoat.
Every
What?
step of every little step we take, it's like, the Illuminati is everywhere, Sherry.
And
Like
every
the
little step. Okay.
Go ahead, no, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna sing a song, Bobby Brown.
Dude, I'm telling you, right, they're listening to us right now. Illuminati, stop listening to me!
Every step you take.
I want to say right now, the Illuminati, you're a bunch of F words, not fuck.
Oh,
And
they're coming to get you.
I want to say the head of the CIA, you're a douchebag. Ooh, who else? Ooh, the director of the FBI, you're a douchebag too. There we go. We got it out of the way, Shari. We got it out of the way.
Yay!
We did
I'm sure
it.
you've forgotten others, but
We did it.
I
Maybe we should
have the iPhone.
start doing that. Maybe we should start making a list of people we're
Check it
flipping
twice.
off. We just want to flip this. We just want to flip Jeff Bezos
Well, yeah, he's behind it. Soon on Amazon, you'll be able to order conversations you've had with
Yeah.
other people recorded live from Amazon headquarters on your phone. You thought it
Yeah.
was just government? Wrong.
Yeah, and we could like find stuff out about people and be like, "See? See, you thought this guy was cool. No, now we're flipping him off." Yeah.
A
Yeah, we
lot of
could
people are flipping them off.
freaking turn on people, dude, that we don't even we never even knew them and we can turn on. We can be like Geraldo Rivera. Yeah.
Is he still
Yeah.
alive?
Be almost a journalist.
Is he almost a journalist?
I'm
The
almost a journalist. All right, Sherry.
one.
So Sherry's been a little jacked up. Okay, we did a podcast. I'm not sure if it's gonna air because both of us were like, my energy. I was like, "Hi, Sherry." You were like, "Hi, Anthony."
You sound like make me sound like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
I was like, "Sherry, are you on opiates?" You were like, "Yes, Anthony, I am." I was like, "I'm very tired from work, so similar to opiates." Oh my God. And
Shame.
I think we were just talking about like your physical therapist. He is a nice guy. Stay with him. I don't know. I don't think we talked about much.
No, we didn't. It was just like blah.
All right, and then one other time before that, like you were trying to save cats in the middle of the street or something, and there was
Yeah.
like you were like, you were starting a new religion with people and stuff. There was like shit going on. You send me
A new
pictures.
religion.
You're like hanging with a commune of people all of a sudden. I'm like, what's going on here?
It was all these people trying to save a kitty.
I know. We heard the story. Okay. All right. Anyway, I'm sorry bringing it up. All right, let's move
Did
on.
people hear the story, Anthony Quinn? You said you didn't know you were going to air it.
I'm sorry I brag it up. No. Actually, the one segment's pretty good. I had a pretty good segment on there, so we'll probably air it at some point when I'm
Okay.
like really hurting for a podcast.
Oh, okay. Let's see who's around. Okay, Sherry's recovering some shoulder surgery. Should be home.
No, I'm saying it's in the vault. Right now it's in the vault.
Okay.
That episode is in the vault. It's okay. I have episodes. Honestly, I have a lot of single episodes that I've never aired. You know, because I was like, this is kind of interesting because I'm me listening to it and it's me talking. But
what else is new?
Is it that? Whoa, Sherry. But well, that's what you have to think. Like, is it the feedback I get from people about this show is, oh, you're funny and it's funny. You keep it moving and it's good. But if it was just me talking, when it's just me talking, it sounds like, I don't know. I don't really think it has, it's proper. That's why I don't really do solo ones. So I'm just trying to tell you, Sherry, you're not the only one that has them in the vault.
Okay, I feel better.
Jazz recorded one with me. That's in the vault.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a kid with her. See? Oh, my God. All right, So, you know, Sherry's my one of the people I like doing podcasts with the most because she's pretty quick. She's pretty smart, and she is a ginger, and she's Jewish, and she's a woman. So those three things help a little.
Not even anywhere in there was a compliment.
No, I said you were smart and funny.
What about aesthetically looking? You left out aesthetics, Anthony Quinn.
Well, this is a radio show. Of course she's lovely.
What if someone's listening and they're single and they're like, you know what? I want to see a picture of her.
Now I'm getting chastised for not saying, dude, you guys would totally run a train on Sherry. If you were in college with her, you would have definitely tried to like have inappropriate relations with her several times. You would have roofied Sherry more times than you wanted to, okay? See, Sherry, I like hanging out with you when you're awake.
I am awake.
Oh, okay. All right. It was a roofie joke. Doesn't always. All right. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't get it.
So, yeah. So what I'm saying is, you know, this is, we do podcasts and we try to talk about our lives sometimes. Sometimes we talk about current events. And we try to keep it going, but it's interesting these days because I talk about this on the other podcast too, and I've talked about it with you. It's funny. It's weird about the content because people are like, a lot of times, I think to myself, yeah, we should like have a lot of questions and have like a lot of complicated stuff we're talking about. But you know what, Sherry? I don't know if people would, one, remember or care. You know, so we just have to realize that like, you know, I think to just talk about what we want to talk about and be ourselves and try to be funny, I think is important. But once we start being like, you know, we have to talk about this or we have to talk about that or the show has to have some kind of structure, you know, then, because these days it's just, you know, people just don't care, you know,
these days are you just realizing this?
No, but I'm saying these days more than ever, more than ever, people don't want to be told about conspiracies and people don't want to be told how to eat. I'm telling you, man, I haven't eaten any white stuff, no starches. I mean, a little. I eat whole wheat wraps. Now I know, yep. A lot of times, especially from a pizza place, it's not a, like, you know, it's not a whole grain wrap. It's still got probably summer rich flour. But, I mean, that is one of the only ways I'm even compromising. So, there's been, like, no fries, no chips, no bread. You know, and, like, you take all these things away and you start feeling great.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. Like, I lost at least 10 pounds. I haven't drank any alcohol in almost 6 weeks. And it's, I'll tell you, man. I mean, I hate to be on this, like, I'm born again. I'm Anthony Quinn back from the dead. But in a way, I kind of feel like I am. But I have to be careful because, you know, weight's not really my problem. My problem is that I'm fucking crazy. So if I start thinking, oh, everything's cool because I lost 20 pounds, 30 pounds, and then as it goes up, and I start, and then once people start complimenting me, forget about it. Holy shit. You know?
Same thing happens with me. Like when people compliment me, they're like, have you lost weight? I'm like, yeah, and then I'll eat more because I've lost weight, quote unquote.
I'm just saying, it just goes right to my fucking head. You should have seen when I was, when I did a couple weeks ago, when I did the last Aida appearance, I did it at Rhino, you know, for the contest, and I had to walk two city blocks. I had to walk two blocks in Suffren, two pretty packed blocks in drag. And it was definitely like all eyes were on me, man. And it was.
Did you meet anyone?
Dude, I made like $400.
I knew it.
I wasn't even doing anything. I was just sitting there on my phone. I said, no touchy touchy. I'll be right here. No, man. I went by families and stuff. I made a joke. I think people have a different strategy of parenting now after they saw me in drag with their kids.
Yeah, you traumatized their children.
We're gonna have a meeting. Like, we're gonna have a meeting when we get home, kids.
And I'm gonna Mommy, was that a boy or a girl? Kids, let's wait till we get home.
Kids, that was Anthony Quinn-ish person. But no, it was that. It's fun, man. It's fun. People's reaction to, I mean, I had a pretty good comedy set again. When I'm on stage, it's great. Everybody likes it on stage, but it's off stage where people say weird stuff. I've had a couple people call me faggot on the internet. And, you know, I mean, not like I'm going to kill you, faggot, but, you know, just like joking around about it. Like, you know, I always knew you were this or that. And I'm like, ooh.
At least you know where the mindset is on certain people if they're saying it meanly.
And then, you know, but you know, tongue in cheek. And then this one dude says to me, he goes, like that night I was there. I was outside, you know, hanging out with everyone. And he goes, what's this about? Is this about comedy or something else? And I'm starting to think, I'm like, this guy probably wanted to fuck me. He's probably going to be like, ooh, can I take you out to Monticello's? Yeah, man.
You just couldn't tell.
I'm telling you, I hate to say this, but I'm a pretty good looking woman. You know, I mean, I'm not bad looking.
If you say so.
Considering that I haven't shaved or anything, I still have facial hair.
It's a dead giveaway, Anthony Quinn. I would never know it was you in drag.
You find me a woman with facial hair that looks better than me, I'll give you $100. Okay, there we go.
Hello, I'm raising my hand, my good hand.
There we go.
Okay, Anita.
So... Aida, it's Aida.
Aida, sorry.
Whoa, don't make me channel her right now. She'll come out and whoop your ginger ass.
Go far it. Release her.
Go far release it. What's that? They'll be talking. What are you all high? Well, you're high on opiates right now, aren't you?
No.
You're like, go far
it. I'm trying to like make it come to me. Like I'm looking at them. I'm like, come on. Like telekinesis. Just like see if I can move it, but no luck.
You're all high off your mind on fucking opiates. You're like, gosh, my arm. Woe is me and my highness.
By the way, I gotta warn you, I'm gonna sound like I have Tourette's from time to time just because of the shooting pains in the shoulder.
I know we want those pain noises. We have ones from other podcasts that will definitely be sound bites someday.
Oh, great. Cool. Better do it before I'm completely healed.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I was there. I'd push you down or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't push you down.
I'd slap you. I'd hit you with a baseball bat.
I might just trip you up a little.
I think I'm doing a good job of that on my own. It's like, I'm just keep pulling. This, it was in the sling today, Anthony Quinn. It's in the sling every day.
Right, so Sherry got a rotator. Okay, so let's keep this moving. Sherry got a rotator cuff surgery, and she's been very upset about it. I got the same surgery.
Upset? I'm in pain.
Yeah. I got the same surgery, so I can identify. I actually had it twice because I had re-injured it. I had it twice within a short time, like a couple weeks. So
I can not only
I can identify with the pain, and so Sherry's recovering now. And you know, it's tough when you're in pain, when you're not used to being in chronic pain like that. And now, you know, they went in and they snapped some stuff and cut some stuff and stitched some stuff.
Yeah. I got three anchors.
You feel better now?
Yes, what? I feel better. Thank you for the explanation. I got three anchors put in.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm so afraid that I fuck something up because like,
are they gonna
it's
take
so
them out?
Easy.
No, they're in there?
Yeah.
In your shoulder?
In my shoulder.
I thought you were just having rotator cuff surgery.
No, I had to use three anchors. They fixed the rotator cuff. They scraped out all of the scar tissue. They cleaned up the labrum. They didn't like repair it. It's common.
The labrum. What were they doing down there?
What? Not the labia. Okay. The labrum.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. And baseball players get labral tears, so okay. And then bicep tendinosis where they cut my bicep.
You'd be like, "Ugh, next we gotta work on the labia." What are you talking about? It's my shoulder, you pervert. Oh, I meant the labrum, sorry. Sorry, it's been a long day. I was watching porn at lunch. All right. So anyway, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's so hard because, especially in this day and age, and we can, you know, talk about, refer this to what we were just talking about, that no one really cares, you know?
No.
And the more you act like you're in pain and stuff like that, the more people will run from you. You know, I'm not saying you. I'm saying like in general, anything. Like people just don't want unpleasant news. They don't want negativity. They don't want some like you know. Even if it requires work, and they're not getting laid or paid, they don't care.
Whether I know, and it's sad. Like I'm very depressed, Anthony Quinn, because
send somebody $5. Here's my X-ray. Look at it and feel bad for me. It's $5 well spent.
Are you saying I want people to feel sorry for me?
No. I'm saying I didn't say you. I meant you in general. Like if somebody did that, I would do that. I wanted people to feel bad for me. Of course you do. I mean, of course I did. Like, it's not that you want people to feel bad for you, but you want people to empathize with you.
I want people to reach out and to be real people.
I know. And you want people to empathize with you. Yeah. So, but it's cool. That's the thing. I was going through this with my teenager the other day. We can't make people forgive us. We can't make people. Whoa. Oh, shit. Did she just hang up on me? Oh, I thought you hung up on me. Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh. I accidentally hit FaceTime. Oh.
I thought you were like, later, fat boy. Click. But no. What I was saying is we can't make people forgive us. We can't make people do anything. We can't make people be our friend. We can't make people let them love us. We can't, people won't let us love them sometimes. We can't make people do anything. We just have to try our best and keep moving forward ourselves. It's so hard sometimes.
I'm still hurt.
I know. It's terrible. I've been checking in on you. I've been trying to like cheer you up here and there.
Thank you.
I
Thank
was
you.
so miserable last week myself over something kind of silly. I put myself into a tizzy over something that was just pretty silly.
What was it? Share with us. Are you still in the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. Yeah. So,
Okay.
honestly, what's funny is this is what happens is we'll be upset about something, and then all of a sudden we'll get over what we were upset about, and then something really bad happens. And you realize, like, what I mean, I'm using these terms very tenor general to really bad, but like something that's even more serious, something that, all of a sudden I started having this issue. This my son is just he's a teenager and he's got a lot of stuff to say. And dude, I had this conversation with him. I was in a great mood. I was high as hell.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, like, I didn't like he called me out of nowhere. We were having a nice conversation, and then he just starts flipping out about his mom. And stuff I've never said to him, but stuff I say on stage, and stuff I've said to, like, Jazz before and stuff. He starts saying like the stuff I would say about her. I probably shouldn't say it about this on this podcast. But he's like, just she's this and she's that, and she's this, and she does this, and she does that, and she, and I'm like, it's literally everything I used to say about her.
Maybe he's just now coming to the realization.
So then I call her the other day and I'm like, listen, you got to call me right away. We got to talk about the kid. And she's like, she calls me, which is rare for her to even call me. And we're talking and we've been talking lately. We've talked more in the past couple weeks than in the past month or two than we have in 10 years. Anyway, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but she starts crying, man. And I'm like, yeah, he really, really doesn't like you. She's like, ah, like whatever. She starts crying. And, I was really nice to her because I still care about her. And all the stuff I was thinking about this other thing that happened last week with this idiot person in comedy. Somebody in comedy screwed me over for a gig, but it's not that big of a deal. And but now like this, it's like brings up all the like the things about my divorce and all this stuff. Like he's saying all kinds of stuff about her that I've been saying for years. I mean, like the exact same thing, and it's kind of a mind fuck. Like the kid's gonna be 17 and he's been living with this woman, and I'm not on his, it's not about sides, but he's a smart boy. And it's so what I'm saying to you, what I'm talking like is it things can be so complicated. And if I pay too much attention to anything, I can make it even more complicated. Once I start thinking like I have to be this way, or friends have to be this way, or people have to act this way, or once I start thinking that, or I should have been a better dad, or this or that, once I start thinking stuff like that is a slippery slope, man. That is, there's pain. Nothing but pain down that snow trail.
Beat our cotton tail, depressed
Yeah.
down the trail. I don't know the song. I don't know the words. I'm sorry. No, my theory now is like I see who is there for me. Who I would have liked to have been there for me depresses me.
But Sherry, you don't know what they're going through. You have no idea what they're going through.
No, they just don't care, Anthony Quinn.
But I'm saying is that's pro that could very well not be the case.
He could have called to see how I was doing. She could have called. Someone could have called to see how I was doing.
There's so many lasagna people. Are you talking about
the lasagna? Yes, I'm pissed at the Stouffer company. Actually, I am pissed at the Stouffer company if you think about it.
But weren't those the people that the lasagna people? Weren't they the people that took you in for a little while?
No, I'm not mad at them. They okay. took great care of me. Those are close friends. No, I'm mad at the Stouffer people. Like, it's false advertising, Anthony Quinn. Now, I don't break my diet often. Been trying to, like, you know, be good.
Their lasagna's good. You don't like their lasagna?
No, I'm very disappointed. It was false advertising. I got my hopes up. I drank lots of water.
Did you bake it or microwave it?
I baked it.
Oh, you baked it and it was still bad. Oh, wow.
Holy yeah, shit. And check this out, too.
Was it the tiny one or was it the bigger one?
The tiny one.
Okay. That might have been the problem. You got to get like a medium-sized one. The tiny one can be... I think you got to get a medium-sized one before you start judging it. It's definitely not as good as it used to be, but what is?
I know. But I was like, okay, you know, I have spinach. I have feta cheese. I have farmer's cheese. I'm going to, you know, make a big deal of this. I'm going to, like, have comfort food. I'm going to have some cheese with gooey, like, vegetable, you know, spinach and cheese. And you get the picture, you know, of how good. And, you know, then it's like meat lovers. It should be more like, don't you wish there was meat when you love it if there was meat? But I didn't even care about that. I opened the package and it's like, I think it's like the size of a butter dish. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you got the meat lovers. I never get the meat lovers.
Well, I didn't get it. Someone gave it to me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I get the regular lasagna with the sausage in it.
Yeah, I'm guessing this was sausage. I'm hoping.
No, it's sausage, but I think there's probably also ground beef.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed.
That's a good one. That's a good one, but you didn't like it, huh?
No.
I mean, it was bad? Like, you actually thought it tasted bad?
I didn't think it was the greatest. It was just, you know, very disappointed. It was not what I expected it to taste like.
See, I'm so used to putting those, it was in the paper carton, right?
Yeah.
I'm so used to putting those in the microwave, and they come out so good in the microwave.
Well, it's hard because my microwave, they're working on my kitchen. They're not exactly done. So, but the cord, they put, it's hard to explain, but what they did in my kitchen is designed for someone who's using their right hand. So, like, everything is to the right. I'm going to have to move everything over to the left of the stove. And the microwave has, this short cord, and I got to get it. It's like a fire hazard because I can't put an extension cord by the stove, like, over the stove. Because what if God, you know, right there? There's a possible risk, fire risk. So I have not had a chance to use the microwave that I got. All right. Purposely, so for my recovery.
The Stouffer's lasagna was bad. I'm zoning out here a little bit. All right. Okay.
Sorry, am I boring you that much?
You're like, am I boring you? Sherry. So, all right. So, Sherry, let me ask you a question here. Okay, I'm Anthony Quinn. This is Food Addict. We were just talking about food. We're talking about, you know, the unmanageability, depression, and stuff like that. We're talking about friendship, people not really understanding the concept behind the whole thing. But
it's like I turned to food to comfort me tonight. You know, I said, let me see, what can I have that's comforting?
So, Sherry, basically, Stouffer's gave you blue balls. Is that it?
They did. They blue balled me. They got me all excited.
So, you know how all those guys felt now? She goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. Hold on one second. We're just going to pause the record. All right, we are back. My coffee is still brewing, but I did put the... Put the wheels in progress, and I can just pour it in. I can just wait for that beautiful bell to sound, and I can just pour it in while I talk to my lovely, my lovely ginger guest, Sherry. I was just actually saying that, you know, I sometimes I find myself going, Sherry. And honestly, when I make it big, it's like when we pause for something, it'll just be me going, Sherry. In all different ways, and it'll just be that. So you know, big things are coming. Big things are coming, Sherry.
Will you still be my will you still be my friend?
Yeah, you'll be on the podcast. You crazy?
I'll be the only guest.
Well, no, you'll have your own reality show by that point, probably. People will figure out how... She's in somebody else's basement, pissed off. Sherry comes to your basement. I'll come to your basement and be pissed off.
I'm not pissed off.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm just myself these days, Anthony.
I know,
Quinn.
But no. It's a joke because that's what everyone in reality shows is like, fake pissed off.
I get paid to be pissed off.
Dude, honestly, I want to go to Karen training. I think...
You want to be a Karen?
No, I don't want to be a Karen. I just want to understand the Karen more so I can make more jokes about them.
Just go observe. Go to any, like... Go to any supermarket.
South Park just had this thing called the Streaming Wars 1 and 2. It's on a Paramount streaming service.
Yeah.
And if you have T-Mobile, you get it for free. Randy, who's the one that always does stupid stuff, they call him Karen, and it's hysterical. It's hysterical. The second part, like, he has the haircut and everything. It's fun. It's so awesome, man. Missed you, Karen. It's like, oh, man, it's crazy. Oh, there's my lovely sound. My lovely sound. Here comes the podcast, the perkiness. The perkiness is coming back now. Here it is. I'm pouring the... Ow, ow.
Are you going to be awake all night if you're having coffee this late?
I'm pouring the perky right now. No, I'm doing a podcast with Sherry Linick. I have to be perky. She's on She's on heavy opiates.
Opioids and Anthony.
No, I'm exhausted, your son... man. I've been up since 6. I took like maybe a 25-minute nap. I went over and hung with my baby, so I'm good, man. I'm good. I usually do heroin when I do podcasts with you, but I'm settling for caffeine tonight.
Speaking of caffeine, here's another disappointment, Anthony Quinn. Somebody had given me one of those new Keurig machines, like not the old fashioned, like a new one. I mean, it doesn't work with the app. Like it's the one. Did you know the new Keurig machine you can use it with an app? Like, but anyway, so I finally get it set up and it went on for a second and it doesn't work. So I've been stuck using my regular boring coffee maker where I have to wait for the coffee brew.
I have a pretty cool coffee maker, I must say.
What do you have?
I don't have many things. Yeah, you know, I was pretty happy about the material stuff I had for a little while. Because I was like, everything I have is the best I've ever had. I have the best TV, the best phone, the best coffee maker. I have one of those turbo ones.
Turbo machine? Coffee machine?
It's a turbo. I think it's called a turbo coffee machine.
I'm not familiar with it.
It's really, really good. And it's like, it has its own filter that you wash out. And you can make as many cups of coffee as you want. Like, I just made one cup real quick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's really good. Really high quality machine. And it still works. I've had it for years now, so if anything could work with me for a couple of years, there we go. We got it.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that the current...
Yes, we're back. We're back. My fault. My bad. My biggity, biggity bad. We ran out of space. We were getting coffee, talking about Karen's.
Karen's coffee and conspiracy.
I was sharing about how I tried to get an Avis rent-a-car. I remember it was so easy to get a rent-a-car back in the day, but now it's like everything closes so early. And, dude, it's weird. We live in a strange world now. Now, it seems to me like things are starting to open a little later now, kind of a little bit. What do you think about that?
It depends where you are. Like, in New Jersey, things close early.
They always did.
Yeah, Massachusetts, definitely New Hampshire. But New York, I don't know, because, like, it used to be that New York was open 24 hours, which I find that's a lie.
Oh, dude, I remember up in Orange County where I was, there was 24-hour supermarkets, 24-hour McDonald's. Yeah, I remember that. That was 24-hour McDonald's was not long ago. 24-hour McDonald's, I think, around here might have even been pre-pandemic. I think this McDonald's may have been 24 hours at one point. They just can't find people to work. Nobody wants to be working at McDonald's at 5 in the morning. They just, or like 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 2 in the morning. I mean, they leave at 11. They close at like 2, right? They close at 2 a.m. And then they got to open at like 6, right? I think, or 7. Yeah. I don't know. Because they have breakfast, so... It's almost like I feel like they should just stay open 24 hours, you know? You're already open most of the night. Why close for just those few hours? I don't know. But anyway,
that's another. I have a thing with McDonald's lately. We know how good their fries are. Am I wrong?
How good their fries are? I mean, how good they taste? Yes, they taste brilliant.
Right. Okay, so that right there is because of the crack. But anyway, I've been watching I saw this thing on TikTok where it's basically the McDonald's French fry, I wouldn't say challenge, but go through the drive-thru and ask for a bag of fries. And see if they'll give it to you. One guy, he went in with the Kentucky Fried Chicken. He's like, you know, the places how all the restaurants are connected. He brought a bucket into McDonald's and said, hey, can you just fill this up with fries? And they did. That sounds fun, eating McDonald's fries out of a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That sounds like somebody who doesn't want to live long. I don't know what happened. I don't know why he died by the time he was 14. Maybe it was the bucket of fries.
Oh, come on. McDonald's does have, in a perfect world, right? You would have McDonald's fries with Burger King.
Actually, you meant you mentioned KFC. They have some pretty good fries. You don't like their fries?
I don't like KFC.
I'm not a big KFC fan these days. I used to like KFC years ago. I used to like it, kind of. I don't know who has the best fries. I mean, fresh McDonald's fries are hard to beat. They're hard to beat. But there's some good fries out there. You know what? Wendy's breakfast hash brown fries are really good. Those are really good.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had them. I had to at one point.
Yeah, they're semi-new. You might not. I mean, Wendy's breakfast is pretty good, man. It's pretty good. I don't know. It's. I go back and forth with all this stuff. And is it a conspiracy or are they just pieces of shit? You know. And the thing is, they're just pieces of shit. You know, it's not like they're conspiring. They are conspiring, but it's not. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard. All right. So, Sherry, let me ask you a question. I know I asked you this a while ago. What do you think? Do you think that there is aliens from another planet on this planet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, if there was an alien, right here, right now, listening to this podcast this whole time, what do you think the alien would say?
He would go back to his planet.
Now you're saying him. You think that women aren't good enough to be spacemen?
Well, think about when you're referring to God. What do you say?
I say, fuck you, guy. You're right. That's right. You're right. It is. I say, kiss my ass, dude. You know, you're right. I do call him guy. All right. Yeah, so.
Do you believe in aliens? And if so, what?
No, Sherry, there's no aliens. I'm sorry, Sherry. Sherry, there's no aliens.
I met an alien.
Did you?
His name was Raul. He was from Ecuador.
Whoa. Heck, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's busloads of them. Did you know that? And
whoa. Well, I'm sure they're cool, man. I'm sure they're awesome. They're probably good looking. They're women. I want some of their women.
They're being put in hotels where they kicked out, you know, veterans who fought for this country.
It so sounds like this is getting oddly political. But I'll tell you, man, like they keep like this stuff keeps pop. The reason why I'm talking about this is it keeps popping up in the major media. And when I start seeing stuff like this pop up in the major media, I mean, major media has always been like, you know, who knows what the hell they'll do. But it's just when I hear them talking about this, we're not alone. It's like, what does that mean? You know? Like, you just talk in vague terms like, show us a dead one, dude. What do you think people are going to do? Fucking go crazy and panic? Everybody thinks that there's a good chance anyway. You've totally desensitized everybody to it anyway. You know? Sherry? You know what I mean, Sherry?
I personally do not think there's any other life form.
Dude, do you think that these fucking alien piece of garbages that are on this planet right now even appreciate you and your ginger Jew-ness?
My ginger, that sounds like candy. I will have a ginger Jew. You mean a ginger Jew? No, ginger Jew.
You think they even understand, Sherry? Sherry, yeah. They're going to have to be here for like, Data would have to be here for decades to even learn. Oh, and that's what this one guy says, that like a lot of abductees, people who get abducted, actually wind up living with aliens for a couple years, showing them how to live on this planet. It's like, ugh, so terrible. It's so horrible.
Are you talking about like the conspiracy theorists who say
there
that?
Was this guy, he actually worked for Temple University. He was a professor for Temple University. He's retired. And his name is David Jacobs, I think. And you know, he does hypnosis and stuff, and he has hundreds of abduction cases. He's you know, been involved with, and you know, he knows about all the different races and the grays. And, oh no, but the grays are this and the this or that, and the lizards are this and the, you know, and they have all this.
Like Anthony Quinn trying to impersonate Bill Cosby, and then you got the Putin, you got the proof. Just the way you were delivering that. I'm sorry, say that with
love. I'm saying is no, but they'll just be like, you know, the oh, but the Dracos are the Alpha Dracos are from their region, and they're the ones. Yeah. And then, but they're all just really soldiers. They don't even. They say that the people on the UFO, the people on the UFOs are a lot of them are raised on the UFOs. Because a lot of them are hybrids and they don't look like us, so they can't come down here. And they said on the UFO, it's always working. There's no play. There's no days off, birthdays, any of that stuff. You're just always working. Life of servitude.
As an alien.
Yeah, as this. It's just like, just shut up. Why be sitting here doing hardly anything every day? Why would they let me have this big of a panty waste existence? You know what I'm saying? I don't. It's Jesus. It's just at the end of it, when you're talking about these different alien races and stuff, there's fear at the end of it. Because we're food for the Dracos. They eat us, Sherry.
Supposedly.
And you know what? When they see, not everybody has red hair, Sherry. So you're like a strawberry treat to them.
I'm a snack.
The Dracos are coming. Hurry up, dye your pubes, Sherry.
Sacrifice, sir. Sacrifice.
Like, you don't want me, Draco. Look down there. I'm a sham. Oh, my God. Sherry Lennox. Mr. Draco.
You're kind of cute for an alien.
Why, Mr. Drake, are you? Oh, that's right. You're one of the alpha Dracos. I'm sorry. You're not one of these earthborn Dracos. I heard they're all F words. Not fuck, if you know what I mean, right? Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, Mr. Draco. Ooh.
True what they say about Dracos is I'm like being flirtatious.
So I heard you don't have a dick, buddy. I heard you just perch on a fucking branch or something.
Dracos have money?
And the Dracos would be like, no, they just erase your brain and they'll erase your brain and reincarnate you. I don't know what they really get out of it, but supposedly that's what happens. In the astral life, when you die, you go and you get processed by the Dracos. And then you hang for a while up there. And then if you don't escape, then they erase your brain and send you back reincarnated.
Okay, so to the people they've left behind, like, can you contact the people that, like, is your memory completely erased?
Well, this is what happens. They say that people's memories erased until they're kids. Like, a lot of times, like, you can remember stuff until you're like 11, and then you don't remember it anymore. That's why some little kids, a lot of little kids, have stories of their past lives. This is what's said. I'm playing devil's advocate here. This is not me believing it. I'm telling you, this is what's one of the things that they say. That's what reincarnation is. And they say, when you see people that are like, walk towards the light, walk towards the light. Come on. Don't go to the light. Just keep repeating, I am a sovereign being.
I'm going to remember that as I'm dying.
I'm a sovereign being. Supposedly you don't die. Because energy doesn't die. The energy that is making you up right now, that is running your life force or whatever. Like that you can't kill, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't die. This is what they're saying in another way. So, I don't know. You know, it seems like you die, and you're gone forever.
I would feel better. Like, people are like, oh, you know, she watching over you, and you know, okay, that's fine, right? I could believe that. However, and maybe it's true, but like, how about a visit? Like, you know, heaven is a beautiful place. I mean, heaven. I'd be okay if a loved one who has passed just came for a visit and said, hey, wow, you know what? Heaven is awesome.
Well, honestly, I'll tell you the truth. This is what's up. When we talk about this kind of stuff on my other podcast, I always say, life is mysterious, man. We just don't know. There's so much we don't know. But, like, if you're somebody who's trying to get a grant, or you're trying to get more information, what you do is you have hypothesis. You have an idea. It doesn't mean you know anything, That means you have an idea, you're trying to find out information.
Right.
So that's what a lot of people do. They have these ideas, these hypotheses about, like, you know, science and equations. And of course, equations are real and math is real because, you know, our cell phone's working and all this stuff. I'm not a mechanical engineer, but...
I play one on TV.
But they don't know about our reality like they say they do. You know?
What?
I'm saying they don't know about our reality like they say they do.
Is there any reality anymore?
Like, so what everyone... I'm saying is, if there was aliens here, darling, this is how this conversation started. If there was aliens here, you'd see them. You'd know them.
I know that. Because they'd be, I don't think, I honestly do not think that there's any more life. Because
they would have a reason to come here. We'll be one dude in one ship. That's stupid. That's like, that is science fiction. That all that shit started, all the spaceman ship with the ship, all that started in science fiction. Before anybody saw any UFOs in real life, it was all science fiction first. And NASA says that. They go, yes, well, that's how we get a lot of ideas from, we get a lot of ideas from science fiction. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock.
It's so freaky, like, that people, like, people fucking truly believe it. You know, we pray to the Lord that L. Ron Hubbard, like, got the last, they made a fucking quote-unquote religion out of a book that L. Ron Hubbard wrote, one of his books.
Yeah.
Because he's a Scientologist, but to hit the cult members, like, he was a god.
I just wrote a joke about Scientology. I said, yeah, man, Scientology, they suck all your money, so you have a car exactly like mine. I'm not in Scientology. I just have a car like somebody in Scientology.
One night, Josh Wells and I were driving to a gig. I don't know how, like, I got on the subject of Scientology, and I called Scientology centers, like, around one in New York, whatever, volunteer if they wanted to put on a comedy show for events that they have.
I know, right? I know, but you know what? You know what sucks is you'll find yourself, like, locked in a house somewhere. They'll be like, "You're on level one. Why don't you shut up and get back to work?" You're like, "What do you mean work?" I said, "Shut up."
Oh my god, you've been watching Severance, haven't you?
No, I saw a bunch of stuff on Scientology. I think it's funny, man. I think it's funny how they'll just have people in a building, like. And they'll be like, "All right, we need a new wall. We need to renovate this whole office. Renovate the whole thing." And they're like, "Okay, where are the tools?" They're like, "Tools?
Whoa. Use your mind, son."
They're like, "Tools? No one had tools years ago. Like, you know, like this and that." And they would make these people do stuff with no tools, man. Like, rip stuff out, and one guy lost his eye. It was pretty crazy stuff, man. Pretty insane stuff.
It's like Vincent DiValli, the character in the movie. You don't got a body no more, son. You got to think up here. Or whatever he says.
Do you remember Patch on General Hospital?
Yeah. Oh my god.
I swear to god, whenever I see someone with an eye patch, I always think of Patch from General Hospital. I don't know why. And this girlfriend that always watched him. Watched that shit.
You have the soap opera wrong, by the way. He was on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay. Oh, was on, oh, Days. Yeah, 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 Days. Those were the two big ones. Days was the one that really hung. Is that still on?
Yep.
Well, do you ever watch it?
Once in a while, if I want to cause myself pain.
Ha 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 ha! That's fucking funny. And they're like, Luke, what's the problem? He'd be like, oh no. Luke's don't say it, Luke. Oh, next thing you know, you're like crying about some failure you had in your life. I'm with you, Luke.
And they look, you could like stop watching General Hospital for 20 years and then you turn it back on and it's still the same storyline.
And what's the storyline? Tell me what the storyline is.
Just the whole thing, like Sonny is still the mobster, Big Bang, and you know, it's these main characters, same old shit, and there's always going to be the evil twin.
Have you done any soap opera background work or anything?
No, they don't have. They stopped filming soaps in New York, and trust me, I wanted so badly to be on a soap. That was like one of my dream jobs. And I know people who worked on soap operas. They're called, and this is what I wanted, they're called under five. So if you had five lines, you know, right there is a nice paycheck.
Yeah, my cousin was in, I think, he was in one of them. I remember my aunt called everyone and we all watched it. And it was kind of like he blew it. Because that was when, I'm not going to say that I don't know if it might have been filmed live. They used to do them live?
Decades ago, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'm talking about 30 years ago.
No, it was more than that.
Yeah, I think this was just taped and they were playing it. Because he really blew it, though. He was, like, terrible. He was like, yeah. They, like, introduced him to some hot chicks. And he was like, yeah. Yeah, babe. Like, he totally blew it. He totally did not have anything to say. I took it, like, looking back on it, even that day that he forgot his lines. Because he never had another part after that.
Like, fuck that. We're not using him again. Ever again.
I think they were trying to introduce him. Like, I was trying to think, like, why would they have him like that? You know, very interesting. Very interesting, so.
I have a good friend. I shouldn't say good friend. I'm friends with yeah. See, I'm not starstruck, Anthony Quinn.
I have a mediocre friend. I have a mediocre friend.
Well, because we're not friends. We're friends on Facebook, and we've met in real life. And it wasn't so much like, oh, my God, I love your work. It was like supporting.
Who
you
is
know,
it?
Friend.
Is it a woman or a man?
A guy, Michael O'Leary, he was fantastic. He was Rick Bauer on Guiding Light.
Is he old?
Older.
Would you bang him?
No.
Okay. All right.
But Guiding Light was one of those soaps that was.
What'd you say?
Guiding Light was one of those shows that was live.
Oh, okay. All right. The guy's probably like 90 now. Did she say she wouldn't bang me, that bitch?
No, he's about like in his 60s.
Sherry, you're a prude. Sherry Lennox is a fucking prude.
And she's a ginger Jew.
You won't give me that ginger Jew poontang.
You almost did an Irish accent right there.
I said, don't worry, buddy. She's not giving it to anybody. These days, you have to watch it, man. These days...
Why, you think I'm a prude, Anthony Quinn? Is that what you're saying?
I'm kidding. It's a joke. No, the 83-year-old man... Who you won't get.
I love putting people on the spot and saying weird shit.
Who you won't get thinks you're a prude. I think you're pretty loose.
I am, you know, like, yeah.
I think you're ready to fuck.
My ex-boyfriend, like, seriously, had to, like, tie piece of wood to his ass so we wouldn't fall in.
Yeah, man. Shit. You need storage space, let me know.
You got a womb for rent.
You know, you don't have to go to that whole locking thing. Gotta be there by 7 or the gate's locked. My gate's never locked, buddy.
This guy said to me once that his only reason for working out is so he can fuck. I'm like, Oh, that's so classy, isn't it?
That is a great line. That is a great line, though. That really, that's like, it's almost like, you know, you don't know whether to kiss him or fucking punch him because they're just being so honest.
Yeah, well, they wound up fucking him, so it doesn't matter.
This is what's crazy is, though, sometimes people that say that shit can't always fuck that good. Was he a good fuck?
Very good.
But I guess when you say, you know, I'm working out because I want to be good at fucking, I guess when you're making it like a sport, he was like making it like a sport.
Yeah. I'm sure like that his numbers must be,
fuck like, Hall of Fame. He's in the fuck Hall of Fame, man.
He's
got several titles, and he also has several STDs.
Someone said I had like 10 STDs. That pissed me off. I have 9.
I'm the champion. Never mind the herpes.
Do you want to hear something really cool? I took the Oxy, right? And earlier today, I took a gummy, and I'm thinking, should I take another gummy? Because I just want to be higher than I already am. I think, Anthony Quinn, I'm becoming addicted to those Oxys.
Of course you are. Like, it's not that you're becoming, yeah, of course, yes. Your tolerance. You're building a tolerance to them. You're probably looking forward to the time you usually take them. You're a little happier.
Don't I sound
even
happy?
Before you were like, let me go take my Oxys. I heard you like bounce off to go take your Oxys.
Like a fucking kangaroo.
It was like, that was like a ballerina. Ding, 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 ding.
Did you hear the, what is it, the Nutcracker?
Whoa.
Like I'm looking right now and I only have like another week's worth.
All right,
and that's so it.
Get over here like, right now and give those to me. What numbers are they?
What number?
Is it a 10 or a 7?
Hold on, let me go look.
You should know that, though.
I don't pay attention.
Right, don't worry about it, then. Don't worry.
No, I want to know for my own. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me.
What did you just do? Did you just burp? Or was that a fart?
What?
Was that a burp or a fart?
Ew. It was a hiccup. It was like a hick burp thing. All right, so where can I see the... Ouch. Ah. Ow, ow, ow. Where can I see...
That's a sound bite right there.
Where can I see the...
Ouch. Ooh. Ow. Anyway, what...
Where can I see the strength? It just says oxycodone, take one tablet by mouth every 4 to 5 hours as needed for pain.
It doesn't say, it should say 5, 750, or 1,000.
Oh, okay, here it is, 5 milligram. That's boring, that's nothing, that's bullshit.
Oh, you got the lowest one too, yes. That's
I know.
They jack you up because you know it's the whole fucking thing, like ooh. But you know you're better off on the lower dose. That's probably why you're in so much pain. I had 10.
Oh, all right, there you go. And I like how Oxys make me feel. It's not so much like, yeah, I'm chilling, feeling no pain, because I am in pain, I'm feeling the pain. But it's a nerve blocker, and so you don't feel the, even though I still feel the pain, whether I'm taking one or not. But you sleep, it helps you to, ow.
That's what I tried, that's what I would tell my doctor was, I told him, I said, listen, man, I'm like 100 pounds overweight, man. I'm like 250, all right? I sleep on my fucking, on my chest. I sleep literally on my arm. I'm like, I need more meds for at least another couple of weeks because to sleep. And I got them, but I had to fight. And then every time they reduced them. Like they reduced them to $7.50 the first time. I think I might have got tens twice, and then the last time they reduced them to $7.50. I think maybe even $6.50. I thought maybe it might have even been a weird number, but I think it was $7.50. But it wasn't fives. I would have fucking lost my mind. But
yeah,
it's terrible.
Like it really hurts, and I know that if I reached out and said, can I get another prescription, they probably would. I can't imagine anyone. All right, so when you had the surgery, right? Well, first, for anyone listening, tell your listeners just how bad the surgery is, how painful.
Well, nobody wants to hear. Nobody, it's not going to do anything. So we were just talking about that. We were talking about drugs.
Saying like how raw your shoulder feels, like it's just you're in that much agony.
It is. It's hard, man. My shoulder still hurts sometimes, so it's like it's hard, man. It's hard. Now my other shoulder hurts because of the lack of use of the one shoulder. Now, so actually, you know, I had fractured my shoulder many years ago. I never got it fixed, just a hairline fracture, but now that's flaring up. A hairline fracture from 20 years ago. So, you know, whatever, man. But you know what? There's so many ways I don't take care of myself.
No.
That if I start, like lately I've been taking care of myself better. And all of a sudden, my arm, all this stuff doesn't even matter. I'm not cramping up. I'm not doing a lot of these things. So a lot of times there's a lot of things I could be doing, should be doing for all of my stuff. So I have to, you know, it's easy for us to live on our pity pot, you know, and a lot of times with this food that we're eating, it comforts us. But you know what? Food shouldn't be comforting us. It should be fueling us. You know what I'm saying?
But come on. I'm sure that you like your comfort foods.
I know, but what I'm saying is it's not about me liking it. It's about what was better for me. You know, like what do I really need? And what I really need is to live longer so I can be there for my kids and I can do better comedy, all that kind of stuff. It's crazy, man. It's a whole energy mindset. I'll tell you, I've talked to this MMA club, this boxing club. I'm going to be probably taking some boxing classes for a month or two. See how it goes. They do boxing and jiu-jitsu, mild jiu-jitsu.
What'd you call me?
Whoa, I called you a dumb whore. And I'm going to take boxing classes.
You said jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, isn't that dumb whore? I thought that was dumb whore in Taiwanese. All right.
Stop called dumb bitch. It cracks me up.
So it's just hard, man. It's hard because let me tell you, you start eating, I mean, you eat pretty decent, I think. I don't know, gulp. But if you like, you know, if you start eating better and you start giving your body more of what it needs, it'll heal better.
Oh, I do. I like to think I know that I know for a fact that I eat healthy.
That's why I prefaced that with what I said. I think you eat pretty healthy.
Yeah. So can you imagine my disappointment that the one time that I go to, all this time that I've been in bed or whatever, I have not eaten anything.
Dude, you should be massaging Coca-Cola in that motherfucker.
So I said, you know, tonight, I said, let me try that lasagna. Went out and got cheese. I had to go out anyway. And I got just the cheese. It did not comfort me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's weird to get like a little tiny thing of lasagna like that. And to think that, and go get cheese for it and think that's going to comfort you, it's a little depressing. It is a little sad.
No, I didn't think that way. Come on, cheese is a comfort. You cannot tell me melted cheese with vegetable lasagna. and meat is not nice and comforting.
Was it? It was vegetable? No, you said it was meat lovers.
Right, but I added spinach.
Oh, you fucked with it.
Yeah.
You fucked with the natural chemistry of, the story changes. Ooh, Stouffer's might be off the hook now.
No.
You fucking gingered their product.
I tried to make it healthy.
You linicked it.
I linicked it.
You linicked it. You've been linicked, Stouffer's. You stink.
Uh-huh.
And the thing was, like, you threw spinach into, like, one of the most unhealthy things you can eat.
Thank you.
And then, no, but I'm saying that you should know that, like, it's just not going to go with it. What you should have done was you should have got the vegetable lasagna with the white cheese.
Again, I didn't buy it. It was given to me.
And then you throw the spinach in that one.
Spinach with cheese. And, you know, I just pictured, I envisioned that it was going to just taste really good and gooey. And it did not whatsoever.
It's just not enough pasta in it. It's
that was nasty, to be honest. You know, I've had other things by Stouffer, but it was just disgusting. The quality of the pasta, like, you know, I don't, who, you know.
I'm,
the,
getting,
the,
I'm
the,
getting hungry. I'm getting hungry. All right, so, yeah.
Authentic. Authentic what? Price?
Hey, you talking about Stouffer's? What do you thought? Stouffer's not Italian. Yeah, but I know. Stop it. Hey, they got lasagna. I'm here to defend lasagna for everybody, even some douchebag from Pittsburgh. Aren't they? Isn't Stouffer? Aren't they from Pittsburgh or something?
I don't know where they're from.
A lot of pretty good food and stuff comes from Pittsburgh. You ever notice that? Pennsylvania, like those deep Pennsylvania places have some decent. I mean, I guess it's like comfort food. I guess when you're in the middle of nowhere, cold as fuck in the winter, you think of like really good stuff to eat. yeah, man, I mean, I'm on this thing like where I think used you just to stay on the phone long enough so Pizza Hut would close. The Pizza Hut around here just started staying open till midnight. They used to close at 11.
You're like, fuck, I gotta call Sherry.
No, actually, that wasn't part of it. But then I was like, okay, good. It's still, you know, we're still recording and it's closed. So it just worked out that way. But man, it's a tough one because they have, Pizza Hut has the personal pie. I never knew this. It's only like 5:25. It's a little pie, and it's got four, you know, little slices, and not that bad. If you're gonna cheat, you just have one personal pie. Not too bad, but see, my thing goes, I go, well, you know, I'm gonna be too hungry after I ate the personal pie. I'll just get one medium pizza, and then but the large is on sale. The next thing you know, I just ate a whole large Pizza Hut pizza.
They know what they're doing.
That's why I can't be involved with it. I can't. All right, listen. But Sherry, listen, I'm getting very tired. And we're gonna have to wrap up. But listen, thank you so much for talking to me and being on this podcast. And I mean, I know you're flying high right now, and you're like an astronaut. You and this people in the space station are exactly on, like, you're actually just as much of an astronaut as they are.
Cool.
All right, Sherry. Be better, okay? Feel better.
Thank you, Anthony Quinn, and thank you for having me on your show.
We'll talk to you soon, honey. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Yes, I was just looking at what time it was. It's 12:21. Wendy's is still open, but I'm staying home. My name is Anthony Quinn. Cheers.